Helicopters, Mysteries and Jealousies. And before that, Azwad, Don't Turn Around. It brings us to 8 o'clock and time for the second news bulletin of the day. In your top stories at this hour, the Department of Home Affairs will issue digital IDs, Betoy defends the NPA, and oil prices increase amidst the Middle East crisis. The Department of Home Affairs says it aims to issue digital ID documents with remote authentication by 2029. Officials of the department briefed members of parliament yesterday about the department's strategic performance plan. They say South Africans will also have access to e-passports, and almost 1,000 bank branches will offer civic services. The department says it wants all South Africans to have smart ID and documents and e-passports. The National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Betoy, has defended the work of the National Prosecuting Authority. Betoy told members of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development that the NPA was doing a good job. The NPA is facing public scrutiny following its failure to successfully prosecute some high-profile cases. The entity is also facing pressure from political parties that include the Umkhonto weSizwe Party and the EFF. The Good Party says it is proud of its contribution to the government of national unity. It has been a year since the GNU was formed after no political party received the majority of votes in last year's elections. The Good Party says it is also concerned about unmet founding agreements of government. The party's secretary general says that GNU has missed an opportunity to form real consensus among parties in it. Global oil prices have remained high since the conflict between Israel and Iran started last week. Brent crude jumped to over $74 per barrel yesterday following Donald Trump's warning against Iran. Trump says Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. The increase in oil prices has helped South African fuel group Sasol's share price increase since Friday. Sasol's shares have increased to just under 100 rand per share. And moving to international news, Kenya has arrested a police officer for shooting an unarmed civilian during a protest in Nairobi yesterday. A video of the man bleeding to death on the street has since been widely circulated on social media. Protests have flared up in the city since the death of activist Albert Ojwang earlier this month. Ojwang died in police custody shortly after he was arrested for accusing police leaders of corruption. Several protesters have been injured in clashes with police since his death. And looking at financials, gold selling at $3,392.72 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $76.69. 1 US dollar, 17 rand 98. The British pound, 24 rand 16. And the euro, 20 rand 68. A bitcoin is currently $105,219.24. And that's all for this bulletin.
Wild Coast Radio.
Nice if I could. Cause I gotta have faith.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.